I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Okay, let's unpack this. You're here because, well, you want the inside track, right? The distilled knowledge on whether one person can actually build a billion-dollar business today, especially with AI involved.
Yeah, we get it. You want to be well-informed, quickly, thoroughly, without all the fluff.
Exactly. So we've dived deep into a really interesting mix of sources for you.
We have. We've looked at how AI is hitting business, drawing from HBS Online. And then there's the raw, kind of unfiltered stuff happening on Reddit's Entrepreneur about this exact question, the billion-dollar solo dream.
Right. And we've also got real-world stories of folks running million-dollar one-person shows from Tim Ferriss's blog, plus some, you know, forward-looking perspectives from Forbes and Dan Coe on where this solo work thing is headed.
So our mission really is to pull together all these different insights. So we want to give you a clear picture of the potential, sure, but also the real hurdles, the challenges, and maybe some of the smartest strategies if you're thinking about aiming for something huge, like a billion-dollar business run by just one person. Especially, like you said, with AI potentially acting as a co-pilot.
Okay, so AI. It's definitely not just sci-fi anymore, is it? I mean, HBS Online pointed to a PwC survey. Something like 73% of U.S. companies are already using AI somewhere in their business. That's huge.
It really is. And, you know, with that kind of widespread use, there's this critical thing we absolutely need to grasp. How data is handled.
Ah, data security.
Right, exactly. Think about all that AI. It needs data, yeah. Lots of it. And as Ian Seedy pointed out in the HBS material, just holding on to data you don't strictly need creates real vulnerabilities.
So it's not just spring cleaning for your servers?
Not at all. It's fundamental cybersecurity. Smart companies are actually figuring out that sometimes less data is actually more secure. It reduces the attack surface, you know?
Right. Like digital decluttering. But yeah, with much bigger stakes if you mess it up. HBS Online also really stressed being upfront with people, telling them how their data is being used, having really strong security measures, and constantly checking your own practices.
It's all about building trust, isn't it? Confidence that you're being responsible.
And they mentioned having a team helps build that trust, even a small one.
Precisely. Now, even if you're a one-person operation, maybe your team is you, some AI tools, and a few contractors, that need for transparent, solid data practices. Doesn't just vanish.
Still got to build that trust.
Absolutely crucial. For customers, partners, anyone you work with. And interestingly, the HBS research also brought up how diverse perspectives lead to better decisions, more balanced outcomes.
Which is something a solo entrepreneur really needs to actively think about. Yeah. How to get those different viewpoints if it's just them.
Definitely something to be mindful of.
Okay, so AI is a massive tool, a game changer, but we've got to be smart, be ethical, especially with data. Now let's get into the really exciting part. This idea of one person building a billion-dollar empire. We found this really lively debate on Reddit's Entrepreneur.
Oh yeah, that was fascinating.
The starting point was this scenario. A single owner, zero full-time employees, just using contractors, but pulling in like $100 million a year in sales with some unique tech or asset.
And the general vibe on Reddit was?
Technically possible, maybe. But like a real long shot, highly unlikely seemed to be the consensus.
Okay, but what kinds of businesses did people think might actually have a shot,
Yep. Even
if it's a long shot?
Well, video games came up a lot, you know, simple ones, super addictive, maybe with recurring revenue.
Like Flappy Bird, wasn't that just one developer?
Exactly, Flappy Bird was mentioned. Angry Birds too, because of all the licensing potential. Even Minecraft and Undertale, which, okay, had small teams eventually, but started really lean and became huge.
And now with AI, People must have talked about how that changes things for game dev.
Oh, absolutely. The idea that AI could help with coding, generating art assets, managing the back-end stuff, even internationalization. It was seen as a massive potential boost for a solo game developer.
Like having a whole team of AI assistants.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, the Reddit crowd, they're realistic too. They immediately jumped on the problems.
Like what?
Like, okay, you build this amazing AI-driven game solo. How do you actually scale it? Who fixes the bugs when it crashes? Who does all the testing? Getting it approved on platforms like Steam, patching it constantly.
Right. That's usually requires a whole team, doesn't it?
Exactly. Someone basically said banking on that working out solo is less a business strategy and more like, well, buying a lottery ticket.
Huh. Yeah, that kind of puts it in perspective. And it does highlight where AI maybe isn't quite there yet.
For sure. Several people pointed out that AI, you know, it's getting better fast, but it often struggles with truly original creative stuff or writing with real depth or handling really complex, unpredictable problems.
Yeah, I saw comments questioning reliability, too, even for basic things sometimes.
Yeah. But then others jumped in saying, hey, hold on. This tech is improving exponentially. What seems like a limitation today?
I'm really standard tomorrow. Yeah. And it's important to distinguish, right, between AI as a broad concept and specific tools like ChatGPT, which are evolving incredibly quickly.
Good point. The goalposts are definitely moving. The discussion even went meta, like talking about zero-person companies where the AI itself might take the lead eventually.
Ooh. Okay, that's pretty far out there.
Yeah, but then you had the more grounded view, the traditional take, billion-dollar business. They usually need people, a team.
Did they suggest any niches where it might work besides games?
Some thought maybe high-end real estate or perhaps being a top-tier capital raiser in finance, where it's more about individual connections and big deals.
And people brought up those classic examples of lean success, right?
Yeah.
Like Instagram.
Yep. Instagram having, what, 13 people when they got bought, and Craigslist still making bank with a tiny team.
So the idea is if you want to go solo and hit a billion, you need something insanely scalable.
Probably. Like a software as a service, a SaaS product, maybe one where AI can handle almost all the maintenance and updates autonomously.
And many acknowledge that AI is already a huge help for solo folks and small teams doing really well, right?
Yeah.
Like in web dev, automation scripting, technical marketing,
yeah,
making six or even seven figures.
Definitely. But that skepticism about AI truly replacing human creativity, that kept coming back.
That tension between AI as a tool versus AI as the whole show.
Exactly. Can AI really have style?
Yeah.
Can it handle the truly complex stuff? Some argued you still need a human brain, maybe a multi-talented genius, who's also amazing at prompt engineering and coding at the core.
And then the practical worries surface too. Like, if one person could do it, couldn't someone else just copy it easily with their own AI? Market saturation?
Yeah, that. And even wilder stuff, like how would hyperinflation affect that billion-dollar valuation anyway? Or what would regulators think of a massive company with basically no employees?
Lots to consider.
Yeah.
And the human element, again, industry knowledge, relationships, AI isn't there yet.
Not yet. Though someone did suggest maybe VC hype could temporarily inflate the value of a single person AI company.
Oh, that's definitely possible. Bubble territory.
And the final practical point. Even if you somehow did hit it big solo, wouldn't you eventually just want to hire people to handle stuff anyway?
Probably. Once you've got the money, why deal with everything yourself?
Okay, so Reddit gives us this really rich, kind of messy back and forth picture. The tech's exciting, pushing boundaries. But that solo billion-dollar path seems narrow, tough, maybe not even desirable for everyone.
A lot of maybe buts.
Exactly. So now let's pivot to some real-world inspiration. People who have built incredibly successful, very lean businesses. Tim Ferriss's blog had this great feature drawing from Elaine Pofelt's book, The Million-Dollar One-Person Business.
Oh, yeah. Pofelt's work, which was itself inspired by the 4-hour work week, right?
The very same. And these stories, they're just packed with practical takeaways.
Like Laszlo Nadler, Tools for Wisdom, selling those planners online.
Yeah. He's all about automation. He outsources the actual printing so he can focus his time on customer service, business development, marketing, the high leverage stuff.
And he uses A/B testing tools, right?
Yeah.
Like Splitly. That's straight out of the efficiency playbook.
Totally. He really embraced that 4-hour work week idea of hacking the system, automating income streams.
Then you've got Ben and Camille Arneberg. They run businesses like Willow and Everett, selling upscale housewares and ergonomic mats.
Their strategy seems to be smart delegation, really empowering their contractors, and they focus on strategy the manager's schedule, not getting lost in the day-to-day maker's schedule.
Makes sense. outsourcing, using platforms like Alibaba and Kickstarter to scale up.
And Camille actually said the comfort challenges from Ferris's book gave them the courage to do their traditional jobs. Pretty cool.
Definitely. What about Dan Figella? Science of skill, and now he's into AI market research too.
Right. He built his initial business, the martial arts training one, using a remote team, found contractors through places like Odesk, now Upwork, and crucially, set up really clear communication systems.
Another 4-hour workweek principle, managing remote teams effectively.
And it worked. He sold Science of Skill for over $1 million. Shows the power of that lean remote model.
And Sala Orwell at Examine.com, the nutritional supplement research site.
His story is fascinating. He delegated the day-to-day stuff early on to a trusted partner, initially a friend he gave equity to. That freed him up completely to focus on strategy, growth, like launching their research digest.
Smart. And he hires expert contractors like PhDs, right? Not just general VAs.
Exactly. Quality input. He really embodies that idea of stepping back from micromanagement, achieving liberation through systems and delegation. Again, very Ferris-esque.
It's interesting, though, that not everyone scales massively. Jason Guignard with Mastermind Talks, those super exclusive events.
Yeah, he consciously chose to keep it small, right? For lifestyle reasons.
Exactly. Influenced by that Fables of Fortune Hunters idea and the 4-hour workweek warning against just scaling for scaling's sake if it doesn't actually make your life better or profits proportionally bigger.
A different definition of success. I like that.
Me too. And finally, Alan Walton of Spy Guy. Selling security gear.
He used the fear setting exercise. I remember that from the book.
Yep, to overcome his initial doubts. He actually did try hiring employees at one point for customer service, but hit burnout.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he eventually found mentorship, specifically mentioning Noah Kagan, yeah, which helped him sort of re-engage and find a better way. It touches on that filling the void idea. What do you do after you automate everything?
So these examples, they really show it's possible, right? Building $1 million business, very lean, using the internet, smart outsourcing, automation.
Absolutely. And while, okay, they're $1 million examples on billion, they demonstrate the principles.
Yeah.
The focus on automation, delegation, niching down. These are all things AI could potentially amplify massively for someone aiming way, way higher.
That's the key, isn't it? Taking those proven lean principles and adding this huge AI leverage. Okay, let's look ahead now. Forbes had this piece, pretty bold title. The future is solo. AI is creating billion-dollar one-person companies. That's optimistic.
Very. It paints this picture of how the conversation among entrepreneurs is changing. Like, it used to be venting about the boss at the water cooler, but soon it'll be solo founders comparing notes on how to optimize their AI stack.
Huh. The new water cooler talk.
Exactly. And it highlights Tim Kortnovis's book, Single-Handed Unicorn. His big idea is find the right problem, then use the right AI tools and the right freelancers to solve it. Reduces the need for a big full-time team dramatically.
They used a fictional example, right?
Yeah.
Emily.
Yeah, Emily represents this vision of a solo entrepreneur who spots a problem and just uses AI to build a solution. The article argues the biggest challenge isn't the tech anymore. It's having the right problem-solving mindset.
That makes sense. You need the vision first.
Right. And it also acknowledges the potential loneliness of being a solo CEO at that level, pointing to the rising importance of peer groups, mastermind circles like Vistage or YPO for strategy and just, you know, support.
They even coined a term, solopreneurs.
Yep, solopreneurs, solo entrepreneurs using AI to achieve freedom and, well, abundance. The prediction is straight up. A one-person unicorn is coming.
Yeah.
Soon.
Wow. So it's about betting on yourself with technology as your, like, superpower.
That's the vibe. And it connects really well with Dan Coe's whole philosophy. He champions the one-person business model. His motto is pretty appealing. Work less, earn more, enjoy life.
Okay, I'm listening.
Huh. Yeah, he really focuses on moderation, sustainability, building an ideal lifestyle. It's about self-education, building a personal brand in this online world where really anyone can start something.
He emphasizes personal experience too, right? That everyone has something unique to offer.
Exactly. Your unique journey has value. And it's not about flashing a Lamborghini. It's about depth, providing real value.
Yeah.
Being a generalist who hires specialists in AI can be one of those specialists.
So what does this model actually look like?
It values self-reliance, time freedom, location freedom. The key bits are social media for leverage, using no-code tools, website builders, automation platforms to build your digital real estate, and consciously designing your lifestyle for flexibility.
And how do you start, according to him?
He lays out two paths, basically. One is skill-based, Learn a skill, teach it, sell it. Good, but maybe risks becoming a bit one-dimensional.
Okay. And the other?
Development-based. You pursue your own goals, think health, wealth, relationships, happiness, those big universal markets. You create content about your journey, what you're learning, the struggles, the wins. And then, based on that, you develop offers, coaching, courses, communities to help others on a similar path.
So you build an audience around your own growth.
Pretty much. An audience with maybe diverse interests, but connected through you. The pillars he talks about are brand, built through consistent content, focusing on your mastery areas, offer, starting lean with a minimum viable offer like freelancer consulting and iterating, and marketing, consistently promoting that offer.
Get something out there quick and improve it based on feedback.
Exactly. Now, connecting this back to the billion-dollar idea, Ko's framework is like a blueprint for building a super efficient business. And AI slots right in as that specialist help he talks about. Plus, his focus on personal brand really echoes what that Forbes article said about human connection.
Right, which brings us nicely to that other Forbes piece, the rise of the one-person million-dollar business. It had that really interesting paradox in it.
Yeah, the idea that as AI gets better at automating tasks, the value of genuine human connection actually goes up.
It seems counterintuitive at first, but it makes sense.
It does. The prediction is basically, the more capable AI becomes, the more people will crave and trust actual humans for certain things. That creates this massive opportunity for, well, initially million-dollar, but potentially larger, one-person businesses built on that trust.
They argue some roles just feel wrong for AI, right? Things needing empathy, real creativity, that deep trust.
Exactly. Like, would you really want to go to a concert with a robot DJ? Or get life advice from an AI sermon?
Yeah.
Or, you know, emotional support in a hospital from a machine? It feels off.
Yeah, definitely. People prefer humans for things involving ethics, emotional care, personal growth, which makes building that personal brand, being a relatable human, so incredibly valuable.
And for the solo entrepreneur in this future, AI becomes the ultimate sidekick, the ultimate business partner.
Handling all the back-end stuff.
All of it. Email marketing, customer service queries, lead gen, finances, even drafting content, managing projects.
Right.
Freeing up the human founder to do what only they can do. Build real relationships with their audience.
So what are the key strategies they suggest?
Pretty clear ones. First, be human, not a platform. Build that authentic personal brand. Second, automate everything else. Use AI ruthlessly for logistics and operations so you can focus on the human stuff. And third, engage authentically. Really connect with your audience. Treat them almost like co-founders in your journey.
So the future isn't just AI, it's this synergy. Human authenticity plus AI capability.
That's the vision. So if we pull all these threads together now from HBS, Reddit, Tim Ferriss, Forbes, Dan Coe, what we're seeing is this powerful convergence.
AI plus the internet.
Exactly. Yeah. It's making these lean, high revenue businesses way more feasible than ever before. Now that billion-dollar solo unicorn, still maybe a long shot, lots of skepticism, big hurdles remain.
For sure.
But the overall trend towards automation, smart outsourcing, leveraging personal brands, it strongly suggests this is a potential future, a very real one. And of course, keeping those ethical considerations, data, inclusivity front and center is absolutely non-negotiable as we move into that future.
And you, listening to this, you've just absorbed a ton of info, a lot of different angles really fast.
You definitely have.
So here's the final thought, something to chew on. With all these tools, AI, automation, delegation strategies, and knowing how much that human connection still matters, what unique problem out there could you potentially solve? Or what valuable connection could you forge to maybe build something significant, something meaningful, entirely on your own terms in this landscape that's changing so damn fast?